Hey, C3 family, it's Wednesday. We're moving on through Hebrews. We had kind of a history lesson yesterday with talking about Melchizedek and this importance of this Old Testament priest and that Jesus was even a bigger deal. It gets a lot easier to read here in chapter 8. Chapter 8 is talking about the new covenant and Jesus being the high priest of the new covenant. So the old covenant, if you're not familiar with it, or the old deal, was focused around the tabernacle, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, but it was in essence a portable church. It was focused around services in the tabernacle, the Ten Commandments, and animal sacrifices. And the old covenant, chapter 8 tells us, was no longer needed. It has served its purpose. Now, I'm just going to read the chapter with you today because I think there's just a few things I want to point out to you here. It says, "Now the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven," talking about Jesus, "and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a mere human being." We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. Verse 3 is very important, and we'll come back to it here in a minute, but it says, "Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices." Okay, the two things the high priests were appointed to do was to offer gifts and sacrifices. "And so it was necessary for this one," being Jesus, "also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there were already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve as at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." So remember, Moses got the tablets, Moses got the Old Testament law up on the mountain. Verse 6, "But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises." Now, I don't know if you remember, but at the very beginning of Hebrews, when I was giving an intro to Hebrews, I said that oftentimes Hebrews is known as the book of better things. Do you remember that? So going back to verses 6, it says, Jesus has received, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. So what is he saying? It's better, the book of better things. "For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said," and then he goes through here to quote Jeremiah. This is foreshadowing Jesus in the new covenant. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt." So he's saying, I'm replacing eventually the Mosaic covenant, the covenant I made with Moses, the rules and the sacrificial system I made with Moses. It says, "Because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declared the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." And that's the end of the quote from Jeremiah. And then he finishes the chapter by saying, "By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear." Now, if you look historically with him talking about the temple in Hebrews, it's obvious that this was written before AD 70 when the temple was destroyed, but he is saying that the old way is outdated, that Jesus established the new covenant, right? So going back to verse 3 quickly, remember every high priest is appointed to offer two things. Every high priest is called to offer gifts and sacrifices. That's what it says at the beginning of the chapter. Well, if Jesus, based on what we learn in chapter 7, Jesus being like Melchizedek and even greater than him, even greater than Abraham, even greater than the law of Moses, Jesus being the final high priest has offered gifts and sacrifices. Think about what Jesus gifted us. Eternal life through faith in him alone, not through works, not through animal sacrifices, not through going through and saying specific prayers or paying penance, but we are forgiven through Jesus. What a gift. So the high priest Jesus, the final high priest, gave a gift, and Jesus' sacrifice, he gave himself. Not an animal sacrifice, but the sacrifice of God in human flesh, humbling himself enough to come to the earth. And not only to take the physical torture, but to take the sin of the world on his shoulders. That is the high priest that I want to follow. How about you? Be back with you on Thursday for Hebrews 9.